Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael. Episode 6. The day before his new novel, Life and Loves, was due to be published, Adam Morris was the guest on Alan Parks' weekly radio program, Book Now.
I was a young man on his travels in a Europe which only 10 years before had been butchered and brutalized in ways I had read about in The Safety of England. I had already met the woman who, I assumed, would be my wife. Given a goodbye bursary by my college, I left Kate and travelled to Greece. But I lacked any vivid sense of myself or of what to do with the freedom I had been given.
Adam Morris there, reading the opening paragraphs of his new novel, Life and Loves, in which, as so often, your leading character seems pretty well indistinguishable from his author.
Rembrandt's self-portraits are not Rembrandt, are they?
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. The first person narrator in my novel...
Who is the only character who never gets called by a first name, or a last one, come to that?
He's almost a space which I invite the reader to occupy or share.
Right. So, our unheroic hero, who shall be nameless, goes to Thessaloniki with no particular sense of mission or purpose.
All he knows, or I knew about Greece, is ancient dust.
And duster in hand, he sets out in search of what you call only reality. Might that be what the rest of us used to call sex?
Not entirely.
But you do get some, doesn't he? And then some.
Well, it's not sex in the sense simply of what's the term we're allowed to use these days.
Well, you could try healthy exercise and we'll see how many indignant letters we get. Come what may, as they say, let's get to the female interest here, shall we?
Right. The girl, in a black high-necked sweater with stretched sleeves, talked in lisping Greek, which I strained vainly to decipher. One morning, when I saw her approaching with a quicker step than usual, I saw myself in the bent window smile as she approached. I said, Kalimera, she said, Kalimera, and frowned with a downward glance, as if at a memory. I wished then that I was the someone in her past whom she remembered with that clustered brow. I said, mi posterete in a cafe? Feel like a coffee?
Right. So you have this coffee and you try out your Greek, and then she, pretty quickly actually, she gets very friendly.
Well, she gets very. I'm not sure it's friendly exactly.
Well, either way, your character pretty soon finds himself in the sack with a virtual stranger. Your frequent experience, do I gather?
They have quite long talks, actually. She tells him how she's trying to get her family house back from the people who, she says, have stolen it.
You get lucky. He gets lucky. Deny that. With her. He indulges me with that bit.
In my room, I watched as she pulled the black sweater with the stretched cuffs, one with a long, loose thread, over her dark head. And there were the unguarded white breasts, bigger and whiter and softer than I had imagined. She undressed without haste. She could have been getting ready for work. She was not as young as I had supposed. I wondered how she would taste when she last had a bath, and how safe it was to proceed.
Well, one more extract is all that we can afford from the multi-layered, polyphonic, if I dare to say so, tragi-tragi-commie comedy of Adam Morris's Life and Loves.
All my life, I should have this imperishably shameful memory. More than my great love, Katerina would be my secret crime. She had said that I should go. Her life carried too many scars for me ever to share it. What had been terrible to her had been exciting to me. As I was leaving, I said, Lipume poli. Sorry. Sorry. Regret and relief were tearful twins.
Adam Morris's new novel, Life and Loves, is published tomorrow. I'm Alan Parks, and that's the end of Book Now for the foreseeable future of this week.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
What's wrong?
Nothing.